This is Lucy Cade. This is my creative project for FAMS 235. Okay, this is called A Language Unlike Our Own. It is back again today, with tricks and trinkets propping up its body and the nest, which stands garish blue amidst the rest of everything. At least it is easy to spot, so we can keep an eye on it. Anyway, we always know when it is coming. It probably thinks it is quiet, but how can you be quiet with hisses and clacks coming from the mouth? Incessant, and I stare because it was weird at first. Fascinating and strange, but now it is annoying. Especially when it brings more like it, trampling the ground and moving the stones that we are used to stepping between in the stream. I do not mind except when it comes close, clutching a large black insect, almost thrusting it towards me, and the sounds crowd me, watching, like it expects something of me. I came here to eat, but can't focus, freaked by the constant tick and hover of the now multiple insects. It hisses at them like it is communicating with them. Now I've seen how clumsy and feeble it is, pawing the grass with a fox, a fool for being friendly, for what is gained with approach. I'd rather walk and mingle with the others. None of us care too much, except when something gets at us. Sometimes the something being one of us. But we are not fools and do not waste our energy so easily. We use it for what is true and justified. We already feel like we walk on borrowed land and know that the plastic pieces that scratch our ears do not belong. We have been hungry lately. There has been less salmon in the stream, and we can see the bottom bare and coated in stringy mud. It walks proud through the forest as if it lives here, and I do not know where it comes from, but I know it has an elsewhere home, probably filled with salmon. I do not like the way it comes here when it likes, knowing it does not belong. All right, thank you. That was it.